After I saw his work at Ziggy Gerlach's Doctor's Park, I began going to Gene Meatyard's business, Eyeglasses of Kentucky, in Imperial Plaza on Waller Avenue, which is now, I think, Comics Interlude. I made a beeline over to Eyeglasses of Kentucky because I knew that I was told I could find Gene there, and he had a little gallery. His waiting room was a gallery where he showed people like Emmett Gowan and other hotshot photographers, you know, young hot photographers. Through Gene, I met Bob May, and then I began going out with them on excursions into the countryside, looking for old houses to spook around in. And I'd ride in the back seat, and the two of them would ride in the front seat, and I was just all ears, you know, and they had funny little mannerisms. Like they had their method of driving was a kind of willy-nilly, almost Zen-like thing. Gene had been reading a lot of reading about Zen and Eastern mysticism. Thomas Merton and Minor White had influenced him, his friendship with that photographer and the monk writer, Tom Merton. So when they drove around the back roads, they would do what they call lefting it and righting it, and they had a coin or something on the dashboard that they took the first right they could find, and they went aways, and they moved the coin over to the other side of the dash to know that whenever they took the next turn, it had to be a left. So it would be a left. And you know, it was no map reading or anything. It was just willy-nilly zigzagging through the countryside in search of the strange or the otherworldly or Both of those guys, Gene and Bob May, had ways of finding a place and using it as a backdrop, for a tableau, where they would position people or objects, or you know, they traveled around with you know dead dolls in the trunk and you know dead birds and things. And one thing about going around with Gene and Bob back in the 68, 69, 70. There was an element of play. We'd drive up to an old house, and Gene would make some funny comment about, you know, as we pulled in the driveway, and I'm a little nervous, like, you know, what if someone's in there? And Gene would say, "We're here in time for dinner," you know, Sunday dinner. And if the place were abandoned and locked, Gene would have a way of finding an open window, you know, crawling through, and prying open the door, and we'd go in. We were basically trespassing. But then we'd photograph each other, you know, stand over here, hold this thing, hold this piece of glass, and turn your head that way, and wear this mask. It was serious, but it was also like, let's do this, let's do that.